dos Estados Unidos na articulação do golpe, na manutenção da ditadura e na construção dos aparatos de repressão e tortura.
Esse estádio tem sangue de operário!
Talking about Brazilian cinema, we have some challenges, mainly in the production and the distribution. Maybe it is like everywhere else, but shaped in our own context, in our own contradictions. I mean, there are structures that guide the Brazilian market and restrict production out of the main commercial lines. The production in itself got better, maybe. I mean, there is a more dynamic scene for production with governmental bids and incentive laws for cinema and TV. One of the problems maybe that is that we still have powerful channels of communication that controls a lot of parts of the production and also the distribution. The subject is directly connected to the discussions we've been having for the last 15 years for democratization of communications. There is a structure in which there is a channel like Globo, the biggest one in Brazil, that has a know-how in a specific kind of language, the soap opera, that is monolithic. And talking about content, they even reinforce the social stereotypes we've been talking about. And then they have the media communications for where you can publicize your movie. So in the end, they have a production company that is also a part of a group that has the biggest TV channel. So the link and the dynamic is perverse. You can try to bypass that with cineclubs or even the few movie theaters like the Cinematheque or the CineSesc, but in the end, this structure also has a stand on movies and restricts and guide the way we make movies in Brazil. And we are talking only about the scenario within. We are not talking about the Hollywood machine, let's call it. Because if you take the scenario, imagine the control that the international distribution have in Brazil. I mean, international distribution companies account for around 75 or 80% of the space of exhibition in the country that they control.
Thank you. The Cinesesc, it's a cultural center dedicated to cinema. Here we work with all kinds of cinema and general independent movies. In general, the independent movies need some help. We have here in Brazil a situation because we don't have really an industry. We have some producers, like strong producers, like the Global Films. It's a very strong. They have a very strong power for the production, but there's only one. All the rest are independent. We have problems of distribution because we have a lot of cinemas in Brazil, but the most important screen are for the American movie. For this reason, we have a big problem in distribution. There is no space for independent cinema. What do you have here in Brazil? It's 3,000 cinemas working for the USA. The majority of movies are American. The people are addicted to, but it's all entertainment.
The independent cinema in Brazil almost doesn't exist. The cultural sense, recent contemporary Brazilian cinema came from that scene, that group of independent Brazilian filmmakers. The independent film that brings some fresh air to Brazilian cinema has the same problem, and even the richest producers, companies and holdings and journalists and media corporations that work with cinema at the same time leave the same problem. Very, very hard to compete with Hollywood. And Brazil, we have in this moment a very particular situation that we have a local fight. And we can talk with these terms and it's gonna be a little bit dramatic, but okay, we're gonna keep the fight term because we have a little space for the Brazilian cinema in the screen rooms and etc. But the great majority of these films is from the Global Films and the companies of the Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo that works with and marketing and advertising global workflow. Invisible films that only will be screened in some festivals or cine clubs or independent sessions. At the same time, we got to fight to Hollywood. In Brazil, we got to fight to global and the mass media is advertising and publishing workflow.
Olha, bom gorila, olha.
I think we lost the analogic struggle in Brazil. There is a huge concentration of media. In the university, we always say that six families dominate all the media field in Brazil. But I think we need to turn this page. The really problem in Brazil that we have an imaginary, we have a mentality that has been built by the television, by the mainstream media channels. We have two very important things to do. The first one is to change this mentality. The other one is to give new channels to people. But not to give it by the state. It's very important to the social movement to build his own channels of communication, to be independent. It's because the only way to communicate it freely in Brazil is in the internet. And everybody knows that the internet is a controlled universe. The virtual universe is controlled. But there is a great part of the people that don't have internet access. So the only way, the only window for the world is TV Globo. I used to say that Mussolini and Hitler, they didn't have this instrument of manipulate people as we have in Brazil.
Eu lembro até que eu pensei nisso quando a gente tem um tempo, sabia? Da primavera ao inverno. Você preso e eu passei a ouvir todos os dias as quatro estações de Vivaldi.
Mãe, gente. Ai, adoro quando você coloca esse vestido. Quem te deu tinha muito bom gosto.
Foi você que me deu, eu sei, no Natal do ano passado. Tá vendo como eu sou?
Você é uma filha muito amada. E eu sou uma mãe que sabe dos gostos da filha. Olha aqui esse caderno. Olha aqui esse caderno. Vamos dizer. Eu vou dizer que isso ia acontecer. Eu te falei. Por que tem esse caderno? Como que tu tem esse caderno? Tem esse caderno que tem o interesse dela por ele. Eu te disse que isso ia acontecer.
Por que por causa desses desenhos?
São desenhos dele.
O mercado brasileiro cinematográfico, vamos chamar assim, o theatrical, tá? É um mercado que está crescendo de maneira regular já faz algum tempo, tá? De pelo menos 7, 8 anos para cá, depois da China e algum outro país que me foge, talvez a Rússia, nós somos ainda um dos mercados que ainda está em processo de crescimento, porque ainda há uma... Ainda tem espaço, ainda tem cidades que não tem salas de cinema e coisa e tal. E o que tem acontecido é o seguinte, esses espaços dessas cidades, agora para cá, para exibirem os filmes blockbusters, vamos chamar assim, tá? Ou não só, mas basicamente.
Científico em Caracas, na universidade, lá no outro lado do mundo, que teve uma política de fechamento,
actually, in Brazil, we don't have problems to get the funds to produce, but the problem is how to put this film. When finished in a screen, how to find the screen. So this is a gap. We have more or less 2,000 screening rooms, multiplex and artplex, but almost 80% is in the hands of the global enterprise. So this put the national films in a situation of periphery. When global films start to operate in Brazil, they start to produce more blockbusters. So films produced to be in 150 to 250 rooms, and most part of these films are comedies. So these specific films get the audience. In Brazil, the distribution in the hands of international companies that belongs to different countries, United States, but also other companies from Asia and Europe, Warner, Disney, and Fox, Columbia, Paramount. So these majors are here, and they offer packages of films, and they don't offer nothing different from this package.
In Brazil, we have an elaborate system. It is not only about the roots we don't address, but the fact that we have channels that reinforce it. And they do it reshaping, remodeling, bringing absurdity as normalized entertainment. We have a powerful channel, Globo, that encapsulates it all. What Globo mainly tries to do is to homogenize the country. So we have a lot of realities, a diversity of visions. We have great possibilities of production of culture, but then the framework is for monopoly. They built a homogeneous country for political and economic reasons. Any differences we pack as a stereotype. We, as journalists, should make the effort to counter this daily task of portraying a country that doesn't exist, denying the daily influence of our roots in our present. If market is the limit for our freedom, then we are employees for a narrow way of looking at life. We yell when property is attacked, but social injustice, hunger, impunity is okay.
Twice or three times per month, and I prefer Brazilian movies because they represent one histories and your our habits and costumes that you cannot see in the holidays movies, Hollywood movies.
Os de Hollywood porque são geralmente mais emocionantes, geralmente romances. Que eu gosto um pouco mais, então os brasileiros às vezes não são assim tão emocionantes quanto os hollywoodianos.
I don't go to movies often. The last time I went, it was I think 4 months ago, because I don't have time. Actually, I do have time, but I prefer to do other things and like to watch movies at home because I feel more comfortable.
Eu costumo ir umas 3 vezes por mês, mas normalmente os filmes que eu assisto eles não são nem brasileiros nem de Hollywood, normalmente são franceses, belgas. Gosto de assistir filmes alternativos a Hollywood. O porquê dos filmes é porque eles normalmente têm uma questão de trabalhar o tempo diferente dos filmes de Hollywood, porque os filmes de Hollywood normalmente eles entregam mais tudo pronto para você, mastigado. Eu encontro esses filmes em festivais ou internet.
Eu vou ao cinema geralmente 5 vezes ao mês. Geralmente eu costumo assistir mais filmes do Brasil, mas que tenha o tema educação. Eu sou professora, então eu estou sempre buscando algo diferente para os meus alunos, então eu sempre estou procurando no cinema nacional. Mas geralmente também no cinema só tem coisas de Hollywood.
Também é do...
But if the framework is the colonial heritage in one side, the other is the American hegemony. Once a Brazilian sociologist, Emir Sader, said that the USA is losing hegemony militarily, politically, and even economically. But in the cultural field, the hegemony haven't moved an inch.
Vem, pode vir sim.